VentureCast.
What's great about it is that what people want is, all right, I've got all those things working. Now, what kind of fun can we do together? Like, tell me some fun ideas. So I sat down and I wrote up 48 erotic play dates, because a lot of people are like, we don't want to schedule sex. Right. And I'm like, why don't you just schedule a play date, an erotic play date, where you guys are going to do or try one of the things on your bucket list, on your sex life bucket list. And that just seems to get people more interested, because she's never turned on till you get her turned on. Very rarely, you know, maybe once in a while we're like, I need you to fuck me right now.
Yeah.
But that's
yeah.
like, that does not, you know, if you waited for that to happen, right? I mean,
right.
Welcome, fellow Leshes. Come on in, pull up a bar stool, and enjoy some cocktails with Dimples and the Beard.
Jesus Christ. Last episode, you're talking about killing cats. This one, you're going to talk about bloody fucking...
It wasn't my bloody vagina.
I understand that, but Jesus. Everybody turned off the last episode when fucking Fluffy hit the stairs. Now the first thing we're going to talk about is chainsaw wounds that look like vaginas.
Say that with a smile on your face.
They look vaginal.
Can we give a moment of silence to Fluffy?
No. No.
Let me see Fluffy.
Okay. Yeah, you don't.
I do.
All right. Welcome back,
Fluffy,
to another episode of Cocktails with Dimples in the Beard. Educational edition.
It is. We're still going to open the tavern. We're going to have some wine. No cocktails tonight, but we're just going to have some wine.
Susan Brown is going to be teaching us how to please our ladies.
So,
and you too.
Yeah.
Well, no, not how to please you.
Please.
She can teach you how to please your ladies.
So you think you know how to do it, but stick around. Give a listen. You can always up your game. Every man out there can up their game.
I think I pretty much heard her say every man who thinks he's good at sex is an idiot. Something to that degree. So.
Well, I have been around ladies and guys.
How many?
Or some guys.
How many?
Talk about.
How many do you guess you've been around?
Talk about how big their dick is and how great they are, and us, and you know, and several times of that the girls will say, all right, the ones that talk about it like that, you're not. The quiet ones are the good ones.
Yeah, of course. When you got game, you don't need to flaunt it.
Exactly.
Your game speaks for itself,
and the advertising on the bathroom walls.
At your number off the bathroom wall. Decided
it
was about time I make the call.
I'm hoping to learn something today.
Your ego will allow you to.
Yeah, I can always
take
improve.
Some information Absolutely. In and be like, oh, I don't do it that way, but this way could be better.
And all I can do is ask my lady in this.
What if she tells you,
mm-hmm.
and there's a good chance she's going to tell you this.
That everything I've ever done is wrong?
No. Well, yes, but no. What if she tells you that your orgasms will be 10 times better.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a vibrating thing stuck up your ass for it.
Okay.
What are you going to do? You going to heed her advice?
Yeah. I'll talk about it.
Doesn't look like it. You look a little.
Well, but I think, but I don't deny that it probably could enhance it. I don't deny that. So just hasn't got there yet.
Oh, all right. Well, you're running out of time, buddy. You just told me you're 65.
Yep. 65.
I can't drive 65.
So you never know. You never know. It'd be again, I think it goes back to, and we'll talk to her about that, is all this stuff is great, but unless you could talk about it with your partner, it goes nowhere.
Yeah.
It means nothing.
Yeah. It's a hard, I mean, especially at a young age. Now, I mean,
yeah.
At my age now, it's not as difficult, but it still is. But at a young age, it was very difficult to talk to whoever you were stupping
about
what they wanted and what they needed. And they didn't know what they wanted. I mean, none of us knew what we wanted and needed when we were 25.
What I needed.
You needed to jizz.
I just needed to stick it in something.
You needed to be milked.
But
have you heard of milking tables? Have you heard of this? You have?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I haven't done it.
I haven't either. I didn't.
I don't know where you could get it.
I hadn't even heard of it until just recently.
Wow. From her?
No. From, no. Just a friend who got milked.
That got milked?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Did they recommend it? Did they like it?
Yeah. Very highly.
Okay.
So.
All right. You just lay on the table. Holding it.
Did you know that this will get us in trouble? Just the showing the motion of.
Not this, but.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because this is milking a cow.
Like even the big podcasts, when they do this, they don't show it because they're like, oh, that's going to get us in trouble. So.
Yeah. I see that a lot. Lighten up, would you? And in the meantime, people out there, give us a like, subscribe, leave a comment. Would be huge. We appreciate it. Give us a call. Give us a name. Call us a fucking sex fiend. I don't care.
His number is 920. It's a call.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Give us a comment.
Comment.
Things from here don't always reflect out here. So, never leave. Keep a pretty lady waiting.
All right. Without further ado, it's time to get edumacated. Susan Bratton.
Appreciate you coming. Well,
coming on.
I'm okay. A good comer.
Yeah.
And we're starting with a bang.
Yes. Excellent.
Yeah. Of course. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. We are so excited about this.
5 o'clock Chardonnay excuse.
You bet.
Hey.
We got a little cab.
We're drinking.
A cab. Excellent. What cab are you drinking?
Coppola. One of the Coppolas.
Oh, Coppola. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very nice. I like Coppola. I'm drinking a Gary Farrell 2019 Rocchioli Vineyard Chardonnay from Sonoma.
That has a lot of titles.
That we just
I read
drinking
the whole label. Oh,
yeah. Give me red. Yeah, give me red and we're good.
Drinking red.
but I do like Coppola's wine.
Yeah. Yeah.
We drink a lot of it when we were in Belize at his restaurant.
Oh wow. I didn't know he had a restaurant in Belize. I didn't go there, but I love Belize.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were just there in January.
Where, yeah?
Big group of us. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
What's your group about?
Oh, just
friends.
My lady, my sister and her husband came, and then some friends of friends came. So just a big group of us went down for a nice January vacation in the sun.
That's so cool. Do you scuba dive, Dean?
I don't. No.
Neither of you.
I went snorkeling.
Oh, yeah, you did. You swam with sharks.
I swam with sharks.
And that's fun. Did you go out on the boats in Ho Chan?
Yeah.
And how did you feel about jumping in the water with the sharks roiling around?
I did not like it one bit.
My daughter was like, Mom, she's 26 and she's a marine scientist. And she got me into scuba diving, actually. And she was like, Mom, it's now or never. You're doing it. I jumped in.
And that's where I was. I was on the boat. We had done scuba diving around an island, which was really cool, just to look at the corals and everything like that.
Amazing.
And
then
we went out, and I said, if I don't do it now, I'm never going to do it. So I just jumped in for a while.
Right.
And,
YOLO, man.
I didn't see it, but like I said, John was with us, and he's like waving to me, and he said that the shark went right by me. He's like, but I was looking at the boat, and the shark went right by me. I felt safe because there was two guys on the boat that were watching for it.
Yeah.
And they said it's feeding to, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. They're just so used to us coming out there. You know, on that trip, I had some incredible experiences, including swimming with some nurse sharks and all kinds of interesting things.
That's
but the highlight, and it was one of the highlights I did my 60th dive the day before my 61st birthday, I think it was. I was I got to get my 60 in my 60.
Nice.
And I went diving in San Diego, but I've had some incredible diving experiences. And one of the top hallmark dive experiences was right there at Ho Chan in Belize with my daughter. We were the only two divers with our dive guide, and a mama and baby dolphin came to my daughter and I and interacted with us.
Oh, how neat.
That's awesome.
Oh my God. I mean, that is like an interplanetary magical experience,
right?
Isn't it?
Yeah, you're one of a very small percentage right. that's ever experienced that. I can guarantee it.
Unbelievable. Yeah. So do you like my outfit? Did you guys see my cute outfit? I dressed super sexy for you. What do you think?
We love it. So before we get any further, can we tell everybody we're talking to the intimacy expert to millions?
Yeah, yes. You are.
Sex.
Susan Bratton.
And we advisor.
I stumbled upon you on Instagram and was like,
they haven't figured out already that there's going to be a little sexiness involved.
Which, I like to walk my talk.
Yeah. Like, we need to talk to this lady because
absolutely
we need help with our sex game. So we're coming to the right place.
Okay. Yeah. Let me know.
Well, but before we get to, cause yeah, you got two dudes here that think we think we're studs, but we know we can learn.
There's always more to learn. I'm still
always
learning.
More to learn,
but yeah. How did you, obviously you haven't been a sex expert your whole life. So how did you get into it and why did you get into it?
Yeah, just for the last 20 years. I got into it because I was avoiding my husband for sex and it was ruining our marriage.
Okay.
And we decided to do something about it. And it was really because I didn't orgasm from intercourse and I had intercourse with him for 11 or 12 years straight without ever having an orgasm from it. He was fine. It was no problem for him.
Sure.
But it was really tiring for me after a while and I was avoiding him. Yeah. And it was just wrecking the rest of our marriage. And so we decided instead of getting divorced like all of our friends, which it's all sex related. I mean, we all our friends had jobs. It wasn't a money thing. It was definitely a sex thing. And we're like, let's not be one of the statistics. We're great together. And we have a beautiful little girl. Why screw it all up? So we went to therapy and we went to sex workshops. And we went to a lot of personal development types of things. And, the thing that really helped us the most, in all honesty, were three things. The first one was that because we had everything to lose, we started telling each other the truth. I started telling him that it wasn't pleasurable for me, that when he entered me, it took me down instead of up, that.
Which is hard for a guy to hear.
Yeah. Super hard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crushing at first. But the thing about my man and men in general is the thing about people is we can handle the truth. And in all honesty, we'd rather have the
absolutely.
Truth.
Yes.
But we are so societally accultured to walking on eggshells, withholding, glossing over it, avoiding conflict, whatever, like all these coping mechanisms for our bullshit, that it actually, we read a book called Radical Honesty and we're like, let's give it a try.
Yeah. Okay.
What do we have to lose? Yes.
And, so prior to that, for those 11 years, you never once said to him, I'm not enjoying this or I'm not achieving orgasm during that 11 years?
I honestly don't even remember what it was like that far back. I mean, this is like 30 years now.
Sure.
I'm married to him for 30 years this year.
Congratulations. Awesome. Congrats. Yeah.
Yeah.
And happy anniversary. And
thank you. Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, we just didn't know what we didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were just getting along, trying to do our best, trying to make each other happy. And so the radical honesty was huge. When we went to the sex workshop, we went to sex workshops and we learned something called expanded orgasm, which is a clitoral stroking practice. And it's where the woman just really learns how to receive and her partner really learns how to stroke her in ways that help her get into and stay in a high level of orgasmic pleasure for a sustained amount of time. And it's completely focused. The attention is completely focused on her pleasure. It's not a quid pro quo.
Sure.
And it takes her a long time to relax and just receive and to learn how to do that. And then to learn how to feel the orgasm and then to learn how to stay in the orgasm. And those are learned skills. It takes a while for him to learn how to touch her right and how lightly it is that is required to touch the clitoral structures. So many women are like, put the hammer down. Let's go. Let's make me come as fast as you can. Let's get it over. And so they've just really
I was thinking the other
themselves.
Way. The guy would be like, all right, I've stroked enough. Let me in.
There's so much pressure from both parties.
Yeah.
And that's because we've been raised in a culture that said, that sex was for procreation only, and so intercourse was the only thing that mattered, when in reality, the kissing, the full body mm-hmm. touch, the manual pleasuring, the oral pleasuring, the, you know, the just like all of that, the conversation, the laughing, the holding, everything is as important. And because men are, you know, testosterone dominant, you guys are horny all the time. Women can't even imagine how horny you are all the time. And they can't imagine when you wake up, when your raging nighttime erection wakes you up in the middle of the night, you know, and then you're hard again when you wake up in the morning. And you masturbate every day because you're biologically driven to top off your, you know, to keep your semen fresh. You've got to, you know, you just, that's what you do. Well, and women just are like, they don't know that. And guys don't know that women have the same amount of erectile tissue, but it takes us like 20 minutes of pretty focused attention on our genitals to get to where you get in a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes with an erection.
Yeah. 30 seconds.
Or 3 seconds. It depends on, you know, it depends on your age really and your health, but your vascular system, honestly, your, mm-hmm. you know, your arterial system, your,
sure.
you know, that's like the number one thing. But, you know, so we learned all those things and we learned how to be honest. We learned this expanded orgasm technique. He filled me up with orgasm. And when I started coming, then it was easier for us to do what I like to call crossing the gasm chasm, which is, you know, the big valley between us and coming from intercourse. What makes it so hard? It's so hard for women, so easy for men, but it's a learned skill and all women can.
Yeah.
And so you just really have to do it. You have to learn how to do it. And it's multifactorial, but it's all very simple. And you just have to kind of know, oh, that's the thing we're not doing, or those are the things I need, or okay, I'll try that.
Yeah.
And then the third thing was something called relationship values, which was something we learned actually out of Tony Robbins' program, Date with Destiny, which is also where we started getting really honest with each other. And it's about understanding that you want totally different things out of the relationship with your partner than she does or your partner does, because you're testosterone dominant. You don't live in fear. You walk the world without fear. Women walk the world in fear. We're estrogen dominant. We've got our mind on a million things because we're basically horses out in fields, out in the wild, right? We're just like skittery. We don't know when that mountain lion's going to come and try to eat us, take us down. And the men are all the mountain lions. They're like predators on the prowl, you know, like coming after us. And I mean, I love men. Anytime I ever say anything that sounds like it's against men, it doesn't mean to be. It's just, I like to draw these, you know, stark contrasts so we can get in each other's world.
Right.
Because it doesn't even dawn on you to be afraid of shit. And all we do is be afraid of shit. You know, it's like,
it's so a good way to put it. Yeah.
Calm down. We need that slow warm up. We need like almost every time I make love with my husband, which is frequently and for 30 years, I really like him to tell me what he loves about me and adores about me. I need verbal appreciation, verbal encouragement to just kind of like, you know, calm my body down and get myself turned on.
And that was something he didn't know in the first 11 years that came out, that came to light after the, you know, through the radical honesty stuff.
Yeah. And the relationship values.
Yeah.
I went on to write a little workbook called My Relationship Magic. And it helps you figure out what your partner's top values are and what yours are, what you want most out of the relationship and what she wants or they want most out of the relationship. And then you get up every day instead of trying to do to your partner. I explain it like the difference between the golden rule and the platinum rule. The golden rule is do unto others as you'd have them do unto you.
Sure.
But when you're married, you know, when you're an XX married to an XY, you don't want the same things, the Mars Venus thing, like my friend John Gray, who lives here in my town, right? It's so perfect. And so when you understand what your partner wants, my husband wanted passion. He wants me to wear lingerie. He wants me to wear stripper heels. He just likes that shit.
Yeah,
and sure. I was like, that's objectifying to women, you know?
Yeah, I was going to touch on that, but yes. Yep.
And now here I am on your podcast in lingerie and stripper shoes.
So thank you to your husband.
Yeah, thank your husband.
It literally spreads the joy.
Yeah,
and it lets a guy know she wants him. and that she's in a turned on mind.
Yeah.
And so he wanted passion. He wanted a lot of touch. He wanted a lot of affection. He wanted kissing. He wanted to see me naked. He wanted to, you know, just touch my body, have me touch his. He wanted more sexy times. He wanted honesty. We realized both of us needed, once you get into being completely honest with each other, you never can go back. It's just so relaxing to know exactly where all your shit stands at all times. And then
kind of a relief too, as well, I would think.
It is such a relief to know that there's nothing nothing in the shadows, that it's all out on the table.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we just found what we both needed. I needed security, but I also needed a lot of freedom because he's an introvert. That guy will work in front of those computers for 10 or 15 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't do that. I need to go talk to some people, you know?
Go on a podcast. Talk to some people.
I love podcasts.
I don't see you sitting at home at home just having a glass of wine by yourself very often. I feel like there's often company or something happening.
I just love to talk to people all over the world. I mean, it's just such a pleasure to be here on your show. I really do appreciate you reaching out.
Oh, we love it. We love it. It's such a fun topic for us, you know, because like we said earlier, you know, being guys and we fully understand most of the people who watch this are men, you know, that's our demographic. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Strongly men. Yeah. Because of our guests, you know, so.
And you'll fit right in.
Right. So to be able to bring on a sex expert and tell us some things that we're, you know, not doing wrong, but not doing right, you know, give us a few
things
tips.
You could do better.
Yes.
Knowledge you might not have been given.
Yes. Yes.
Plussing up your already excellent skills.
Aww. Wow. Now that is a way to say it. That's perfect.
I think I'm blushing.
That's
But I mean, men generally are very good in bed. Men do a great job. You guys study techniques. You try to figure your woman out. You know, you want to give her incredible pleasure. It's funny too, because though I'm a sexpert and I teach everyone across the gender spectrum all the time, I'm very good with the dudes. And one of the reasons I am is that if a guy asks you a question, you can literally tell him the bullet points and the checklist and he'll just go do it.
Yeah, sure.
If he trusts you, you know, where with women, you tell them, they're like, well, what about, and I was kind of feeling, and it's like,
yeah,
it takes a lot more time.
yeah Well, and your straightforwardness obviously works well with men as well.
It does.
You get straight to the brass tack, straight to the point. So
I do, and people seem to appreciate it. I mean, I hear all the time, like, wow, you just blew me away, it was so courageous what you said. And I'm like, and they're like, how do you even feel comfortable talking like that? And I'm like, that's what I do all day long. And it seems like everybody's like, thank you. Yeah, I just needed to know. I just needed someone to tell me, you know, it's straight talk.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I find in the comments for the podcast that you've been on, is a lot of people are like, this is great. This is information that I wouldn't have found somewhere else. So you're doing.
Oh, that's good. I don't even read the comments. Oh, are they saying nice things about me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, excellent. Yeah.
We can talk bad about a sex expert.
Really, Dean. That's good.
All you're trying to do is make everybody's life better.
Yeah. Orgasms for everyone all the time.
Yes. Right. Here's to that.
Right?
Boom.
Ooh, yes.
And you give away a bunch of the information for free. It's not even like you got to start paying you right away. There's a bunch of stuff you've got out there for free. I want to talk about I've heard you talk about it, and I want to try it with my lady, the bucket list.
Yeah, sex life bucket list.
Yeah, can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, totally. So what I found, do I have it right here? Let me see. I think I do. Yes, I do. All right. So Dean and Kevin, you'll have totally different answers to this, but this is essentially a PDF download that you get. If you go to sexlifebucketlist.com, it's there.
Okay.
And what it is I found that I write a lot of heart-connected, passionate lovemaking techniques and orgasmic pleasure skills. I write a lot of communication techniques, sensual talk, pillow talk, dirty talk, cock worship, pussy worship, etc. Can I say that on your show?
Absolutely. 1,000%. Yeah, we meant to tell you that before we started this. You be you. Don't censor yourself at all. We don't care about YouTube's nonsense.
Okay. I wish I couldn't. And then the third thing I teach people is sexual health and wellness, because if the parts ain't working, you got to get them working. And so I teach a lot of regenerative therapies like Gainswave, FemiWave. I teach penis enlargement for reversing atrophy and for guys that just want to be bigger. I'm 5, I want to be 6, I'm 6, I want to be 7, things like that. So it's really three legs of the stool. It's the techniques, the communication skills, and the sexual health. And when you get that all working, boom!
To the moon.
Alice. So what's great about it is that what people want is, all right, I've got all those things working. Now, what kind of fun shit can we do together? Like, tell me some fun ideas. So I sat down and I wrote up 48 erotic play dates, because a lot of people are like, we don't want to schedule sex. Right. And I'm like, why don't you just schedule a play date, an erotic play date, where you guys are going to do or try one of the things on your bucket list, in your sex life bucket list. And that just seems to get people more interested, because she's never turned on till you get her turned on. Very rarely, you know, maybe once in a while we're like, I need you to fuck me right now.
Yeah.
But that's like, that does not, you know, if you waited for that to happen, right? I mean,
right.
This is one of the things that guys really complain a lot about to me. She never initiates sex. And I say to them, here are your jobs, daddy. Number one, take out the trash. Number two, kill the bugs, the snakes, the rats. That's your job. Number three, initiate sex.
Life ain't very hard if those are your jobs.
Right.
We're just not, you know, it's not in us.
Yeah.
You're the guys with the testosterone. You're the guys who are crazy nuts turned on all the time. You got to help us get there, because we're just not there. You got to get us out of our head, safe in our body, and then start turning us on, and then we'll go and go and go and go. We'll be insatiable. Like, you'll turn on the spigot and holy cow, right?
Is this something you want to start early on, meaning that day? Because to your point, we're on like that, but we can't expect a woman to be on like that. So we lay the groundwork a little bit.
Yeah, you're super sexy. I love the way you look today. Your ass looks great in those jeans. This turkey meatloaf was fantastic. I love how delicious your food is. And I'd love to give you a nice long hug tonight. No strings attached, but I'd love to just hold you in bed tonight instead of watching TV. Or when she gets home, here's a glass of your Rocchioli 2019 Gary Farrell Chardonnay. And I'd love to just give you a foot rub and hear about your day. Right?
So
you just start getting your hands on her body, and she's going to want to slow down and surrender to her pleasure with you.
Aren't most women going to call bullshit on that?
I get called bullshit when I say, I just want to rub your feet, or I want to give you a back rub. They're like,
if it doesn't go any further, it's no problem at all.
Right.
I won't be pissed, but we got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I, so because look, I would love to be already turned on all the time, and I'm not. And I literally talk about sex 24/7.
Right.
And I'm completely sexually confident and self-expressed and all this. And I still am not like down to fuck all the time. I want to connect with my partner. We haven't talked all day. I want to have him rub my dates with my husband. My connections with my husband always start with him rubbing pain cream on some part of my body, because I work out almost every day. So I've pulled a thing, or my muscles are sore, or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And so we just start out with, hey, will you rub some pain cream on my hips tonight? You know, and go from there. And sometimes he'll say, would you like a yoni massage this evening? And I'll say, yeah, that sounds really good. But then he's literally got to go in and put the fascinator on the bed and put the pillow on the bed and get the lube out and turn on the music and get out the towels and get the water and then put on his little cotton pants he uses because his legs are scratchy on my belly, and let me know he's doing it. Honey, I'm jumping in the shower now. The bedroom's all made up. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I just kind of stumble in there with my head in the clouds and then let him just get his hands on me. And then we just start working. So one of the words that I really like, two vocabulary words that I love, that I'm kind of like getting out into the universe, instead of vulva or vagina, which is like the outside and the inside, there's no word for the whole thing except the female urogenital complex. And it doesn't sound so sexy to me, right? I don't like all of those words. And I also, pussy is fine, but it's also, you know, like we've reclaimed it allegedly, but it's still like a little crass. And there's a word in the kind of tantric and spiritual lovemaking practices called the yoni. It's a Sanskrit word, Y-O-N-I, yoni. And the male appendage is the lingam. The penis is the lingam and the yoni and lingam. And I really like the word yoni for my vulva, pussy, vagina, et cetera, urogenital complex, because, because it's, I'm a sciencey girl. I really am. I'm a slutty sciencey girl. In a good way.
Absolutely.
You got all that jargon in your head. You're definitely a scientist.
But I like yoni because it's like my little yoni and it's like sparkle down rainbow and it just sounds so pretty.
It does.
It really means the whole kit and caboodle, because one of the things that I really like to teach people is that that our genitals are not just the tip of your cock and the tip of my clit and my vagina. They are your cock, your balls, your perineum, your prostate, your rectum, all around the base of your cock. Ours is the mons, the outer labia, the inner labia, the vestibule, the clit shaft, the clit tip, the clit hood, the perineum, the fourchette, the internal vagina, which looks like a little balloon. It's a little neck that opens to a round balloon. The whole inside of that 360, it's not an A spot, a G spot, a P spot, a blah, blah. It's like the whole thing feels good when you activate it. And so what I've been really trying to do is teach people about this orgasmic activation and using sex toys to do orgasmic cross training, where you're going to activate all that tissue so you can make that mind-body connection. Your brain is actually what tells you stuff feels good and makes you want to have an orgasm or 25. And so the more that you can connect it, the more that you can activate all that pleasure and your orgasmic potential. So you can come from clit strokes, you can come from G-spot pleasure, you can come from penetration, you can come from anal pleasure, you can come from toys, tongues, fingers, you name it. And so I think that's really important. And a lot of the sex life bucket list erotic play dates are finding, locating, and pleasuring those areas so that you can just kind of map that and get it all activated. And then others of the sex life bucket list are fun things to do together. A lingerie photo shoot, blindfolding and tying her up and making love to her, learning how to give yoni and lingam massages. There's 48 of them. So I don't need to go into them all. It's at sexlifebucketlist.com. But you mark them A, B, and C. A is, oh yeah, for sure. Top of my bucket list. B is, I'd do it if you want to. Sure. If you want to learn how to do that, I would totally do that with you. It wouldn't be on my bucket list, but I would do it with you. And C is, it's not for me right now. Never say never. Because the thing that you used to look at it and go, why would anybody want to get spanked? Now you're like, okay, I am masturbating while I'm thinking about getting spanked. That's crazy. You know? And so it's just how it works. Mature sexually as you learn things. So I love the sex life bucket list, because if you and your partner can get your A list organized, then you're like, how about Thursday night? I get Chinese takeout, bring it home. We eat real fast and go in the bedroom and lock the door and try to find your G spot.
Boom, boom, boom.
And she's like, okay.
Does that work as an opening line at the bar?
Well, I don't know. It depends on what bar, I guess. It depends on how drunk.
I'm thinking I'm just going to bring that PDF to my bar with me.
Right.
Let's give it to a girl and say, check off what you're into and we'll just go from there.
Yes, here's your shopping list. Just let me know which ways I can service you next.
Perfect. Oh, that would be perfect. And that is kind of one of the questions. The bucket list or anything with a partner is, this is my A. And she's like, or vice versa. Nope, don't really want to do that. Now,
that's okay.
And that's okay. So how,
she'll get there.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Yeah. It's sexual confidence.
And when did you get your sexual confidence? Were you like, were you always sexually confident, or when did that happen for you?
No. It just happened slowly over time by doing, I've done all the things on the sex life bucket list and
48 check.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't have a C, or maybe you had a C to start.
To start, yeah.
Oh yeah, I mean, I still have some C's on there that are things that I'm like, eh. But like recently, I have been getting into anal sex.
Okay.
And I never really did before. And now I'm like, holy shit, that feels good.
So many men are going to be happy to hear that.
Yeah, it's like a really deep pleasure, like really like so good. But I'm with a partner. So my husband and I have been married for 30 years, but we've been open for 20 of them. Our daughter knows. I don't lead with being an open relationship person. That's not my area, because most people aren't. And I don't expect people to. But this is my job. And I need to have some experiences with people I can trust that turn me on. And my husband's completely supportive and is often involved. So we're not swingers. We're not in the lifestyle. We're poly, and we have safe experiences.
Sure.
And I have a partner right now who is just like, he's like, I'm always the anal man. And he's just has had a lot of experience with it. And I think I just waited my whole life for him to come into my world and open me to that pleasure. Go ahead.
Did anal with your husband prior?
He's got a really big dick.
Oh, again, and cheers to your husband.
And one of the reasons I married him is that he has a big dick, because I have a giant vagina. I'm a giant woman. I'm almost 6 feet tall.
Okay.
So I'm a big girl. I weigh 160 pounds. I'm all muscle.
Yeah, absolutely.
Guns.
Yeah.
And
muscle and breast.
Yeah.
Boobs. I got a lot of boobs. Yeah, my boobs are bigger than my head. And I like that about him. And since we learned about penis pumping for penis enlargement, he's been using the penis pump to make sure that he doesn't atrophy at all or lose any volume as he ages, because he's 60 in a couple weeks.
Okay.
And, you know, your dick shrinks as you age, so you got to pump it.
Hey, I don't want to hear that.
That is the scariest sentence I've ever heard someone say.
Saddest thing I've ever heard.
Come on. You know, really? Your dick's smaller than it used to be. You know it is. Ain't no way your dick's the size of.
Well, I'm not going to admit it, or I'm not going to tell myself that.
I'm getting one of them pumps tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll send them to you. I'll have the pumps sent to you.
All right.
Yeah, the pumps that I remind me, and afterward, and I'll give you my contact info. Well, you have me on Instagram. Just ping me there. I just need your address. Yeah, I wrote a book called The Pump Guide, pumpingguide.com, for those of you who are like, I want to make my dick bigger. A lot of men, they might have heard about penis enlargement or even just reversal of atrophy with a vacuum erection device. Maybe they tried it, bought something at an adult novelty item, used it a couple times incorrectly, didn't have a protocol, didn't know what they were doing, didn't have a good pump with a good gauge and a release valve that was sized right for their penis, didn't understand what they were really doing, and said, oh, this is shit. And so I have written the protocols to use the pump, and the pump is such a nice pump. And so my husband is, you know, he pumps a couple times a week while he's sitting at his desk doing his work. He just pumps. It doesn't bother me. I mean, awesome. I call it # self-care down there.
Because
you have to keep your dick in good working order so you can have sex till the day you die.
Amen.
And absolutely.
That sex span, increasing your sex span, how long you can keep having sex, is very important, because it contributes to not just your longevity, but your actual health span, how healthy you are as you age.
I agree.
Intimacy a few times a week, whether it's manual solo pleasuring or intimacy with a partner, and it doesn't have to be intercourse, just to, you know, like, good solid oxytocin bonding, pleasure, connection, orgasm. This is what keeps us looking young.
Yeah.
So and at 62 I'm having the best sex of my life. At 60 my husband is. So,
and you look incredible.
Yeah, there's proof. Yeah, there's no way you're 62. I would need an IV, right. But
that's very sweet. Thank you.
Yeah. I try to stay. You're gorgeous. Very young.
But thank I will. You. So up until this point, and we're talking about it, and I wanted to bring it up, is the pump.
Yeah.
So up until then, you always hear, you know, make your big dick bigger and all this. But when I ever like looked into it as a research, not for personal reasons, it was always like debunked. It's bullshit. Doesn't happen. Doesn't work. Doesn't really.
I've seen it. You need a pump.
Well, I'm not saying I don't.
Oh, you're getting pumps. I'm sending you pumps.
We both need them.
Yeah. But my point is, it was always said that it was bullshit. It really doesn't work. So my questions
people
are,
didn't know what to do. They bought a shitty pump.
Yeah.
They didn't follow the directions. They didn't know the protocol. Exactly. It's very specific, but very easy.
Yeah. You explained it great. So that's good to know. So my next question was about, so I do it, but it sounds like you have to continue to do it. So if I pump it up, I follow all the directions, I gain girth, length, whatever it is, great, I'm where I want to be. I stop. Is it going to go back to where it was, or do I need to keep that up?
It's just like the biceps. It's just like pumping. You're doing progressive overload, which is building more tissue, bringing in more, because it's a vacuum, it brings in more vascularization. And then you have to maintain that growth. So I don't have to work as hard to keep it.
Yep.
Right.
Makes perfect
and
sense.
So
yeah.
It's exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so you maintain. So,
okay.
And it feels good and it makes your orgasms stronger and better and more pleasurable. And it makes you firm, super firm. And it makes your dick veiny again and really well innervated. And so if you're getting any sensation loss as you age, it's because your vascular system's retracting, not pumping as much blood in. So not keeping the tissue innervated and the nerves innervated. You need the blood flow and the oxygen to the nerves. So the nerves are healthy. So they send signals to your brain. They stop conducting the signals and start retracting with the blood system, with the vascular system as you age. And that's what creates the atrophy. In addition to the fact that you have less and less nocturnal erections as you age. So, another device I want to tell you about, and I'll come back sometime if you want me to and do a show and tell of the pumps and this FirmTech ring. There's a FirmTech has a performance ring and they have a tech ring, and the tech ring, you wear it at night. It's this real soft elastomer and it has a strain gauge on it and soon a pulse oximeter, and it measures how many nocturnal erections you have, the duration of them, and the firmness of your erections. And so I'm doing a case study with my friend Shane right now. We did 6 Gainswave treatments on him. He was married. He was in a relationship for 23 years. It was basically sexless. She would be like 2 times a year. She'd be like, just come in me as fast as you can. Like that was it.
Sexy.
And so sad, you know, you're just like, ugh. And so he was very atrophied. And I said, would you be a test case? Because he's very sciencey and very engineering, and he kept all the data the whole time.
Yeah.
So he used the FirmTech ring. He got the 6 gains waves and he used the pump, the Whopper pump that I have my name's not on it, but I am behind it. Like, it's not my company, but I work with the couple that owns it and the whole team. And we've been, you know, just working together to get it out to the world because they're such a good brand. They're a 30-year-old company.
Oh, wow.
They've been around for 30 years doing pumps, the Dr. Joel Kaplan company. So the link to it, by the way, for your listeners, they're like, where is it? It's pumpswork.com. Pumpswork.com gets you the pump, I recommend. And Shane, he grew 3/4 of an inch in girth in like 2 months of pumping. And he went from very soft, few nocturnal erections to, he says his erections are literally waking him up at night. He's so hard. They're waking him up at night. And his penis is like, the way that the pump works, it starts with girth, but then over time, it also lengthens the penis. It gives you lose length and girth, and it lengthens and it gives you more girth, but the girth you see first.
Okay.
And it kind of grows from the base out. And so right now you can see that in his penis, half of it is really, really thick, and then it's still tapering. He had kind of like a hot dog looking dick when he started. It was long and thin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not long, but like 6 something, you know, it was 6 inches. So it was a good size, but it was fairly narrow, which is why he was the ass man. And, right. And so now he's got it like really girthy. He gained 3/4 of an inch in girth in a couple of months of pumping. And it's just going to go right out to the end. It's just going to keep on going as he pumps. So the Gaines wave restored his function. The firm tech measured the restoration of the function and the pump increased and enlarged the size. He's got vein. He's like, all of a sudden I'm seeing all this veins growing on all over my dick. And I'm like, awesome. That's what we're going for. So it's very, very interesting to see how much can be done at home and just with a couple of really great treatments like the Gaines wave, shockwave therapy and things. It's just incredible.
Wow. It's very interesting. I mean, it's incredible to think about. And there's so many people that are probably embarrassed to do that or get a pump even talk about it.
Well, Kevin, people don't talk about it. And right. So that's why, in all honesty, I'm so happy that podcasting was invented, because it's still a medium where we can have honest conversations about things. Mm-hmm. And it's become such a better source of quality information for people than all the clickbaity articles and all the censored content on the socials. I mean, mm-hmm. I can never post this stuff on social media.
Yeah.
You know, but you can do it still on podcasting. Yep. So I really hope that we maintain this ability to have these frank discussions, because like we talked about earlier, people are like, thank you.
Yeah,
I didn't absolutely. know.
And they can do it from their privacy of their home, and then they can gain the confidence and maybe, you know, can expand into the world.
Yeah.
So that's I think where the biggest part is.
And the nice thing confidence. About this yes. podcast is we are not afraid to admit anything. We talk about anything and everything.
I love that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, the second episode in, I talked about my affinity for dirty panties and how I bought some online back in like the AOL days. So
that's so cute.
Yeah, so
it's so cute.
We started with a bang right from the get-go. We weren't holding back.
I love that.
Yeah,
everyone's got some kinky shit. There's nothing wrong with it,
right?
And your kinks develop over time and you get new ones, you know. I mean, it's fun.
Yeah, I love the name Whopper for your pump, by the way. Yeah, it makes me feel, I mean, as soon as you put it on, you're like, I got a Whopper.
Exactly.
Yeah, I needed the Whopper.
Now I got a Whopper.
Yeah.
Now, I don't remember who I was talking to, but there was something to do, and I think it had to do with putting a device on your dick while you sleep, because it had a direct relationship to heart attacks, maybe? Like when
That was the Firm Tech ring. That's the one that measures your nocturnal erections. Because if you don't have nocturnal erections, you're on your way to a heart attack.
Yes.
And fast.
That's so scary.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's completely leaving my mind who I talked to about it, but it was like the minute you start getting erections through the night, you're gonna have a heart attack. So this is a great way to monitor that.
Yeah, monitor that and your return to health with your Gaines wave. Oh, and taking nitric oxide supplements if you really want the whole stack. I outline this in the pumping guide, so at pumpingguide.com I have all this. If you're not, you don't have to write anything down if you're watching or listening to us, but nitric oxide supplements are very, very important, and for men over 40, citrulline based supplementation is best. And don't overdo it. You're not a bodybuilder, you're not a 20-year-old bodybuilder taking massive amounts of, you know, arginine and stupid shit like that. Sure. You have to watch your blood pressure.
Yeah, sure.
It'll lower your blood pressure. So if you're on blood pressure medication, take it easy with that stuff.
Is that something you can just buy on the shelf?
Yeah. I have a supplement company at the20store.com.
I'll
give you the link. I actually have a link.
Perfect.
For my nitric oxide supplement. That is like a special discount link. It's at buyflownow, buyflownow. I'll send you guys some. And, It's really good to take a couple of capsules at night, because that's when you rebuild your nitric oxide stores, and a couple of capsules before sex. And if you're taking Viagra or other PDE5 inhibitors, you might be able to top your nitric oxide up to the point where you don't need them anymore, especially if you start pumping and get your Gaines waves and do that whole thing. But at the very least, you can start to microdose it. You can go down from a 60 milligram to a 50, 40, 30, 20, 10. And if you take it sublingual, if you just chew it up and stick it under your tongue, it's a little bitter, but it's not the end of the world. You just wash it down, have some wine. Yeah. you hardly need any. You don't need as much as if you just take a pill that has to go through your liver. This goes right into your bloodstream. So if you start supplementing with the nitric oxide, it's good for your whole vascular system, keeps your blood pressure low, keeps all, if you're getting any ankle swelling or any shrinkage of your dick or any of those kinds of things, it's really good to take nitric oxide. Plus eat your leafy green vegetables, plus don't take antibacterial mouthwash, plus get off acid blockers and proton pump inhibitors, because you need the stomach acid to make nitric oxide too.
100%. I got off of my heartburn medicine years ago and I haven't had it since, and I've never felt better.
Yeah, you probably cleaned up your diet.
Yeah, it was
less
weird.
Carbs. Yeah. Less processed food and carbs. That's what does it. Oh, sugar and carbs.
100%.
Okay. I'll stay on my heartburn medication for now.
I read it.
Working on it. Work on your diet.
It's horrible stuff. Yeah. It's horrible for you.
It hurts so it blocks, much acid reflux.
Sure.
Yeah. That's the problem is when I get it, it is.
But it blocks what you're supposed to have.
Sure.
Anyways. Exactly. How do I know how much to take of the oxide?
Yeah. Nitric oxide. You know, start with 2 capsules.
Okay,
and just take it religiously at night and take it before sex and see how you're doing. I would just, you know, generally people are rather delicate and many people are on multiple medications and things like that. So that's why I was saying, you know, you're not a 20-year-old bodybuilder, you know, you're not trying to, you know, get the pump and things like that. You know, you're slowly bringing yourself back to health. You're walking, you're eating more leafy greens, you're lowering your processed foods and your fried foods and your overall carb and sugar intake. You're just eating a lot more healthy fats, good proteins, and organic vegetables and fresh fruits. No sodas, you know, just some nice fermented things, whether it's your kombuchas and kefirs, your beers and your wines, a little hard alcohol now and then is not going to kill you, but it's really the processed foods and all that kind of stuff that leads you to, as we age, our stomach acid begins to decline as well as our nitric oxide. And so the reason you get acid reflux is because you have low stomach acid, not high stomach acid. It's actually your gastric juices pushing up that are feel like it's too much acid, but it's not. It's actually not enough acid to break the food down to get that sphincter to close all the way. So you get that backwash.
Interesting.
So you can rebuild your hydrochloric acid in your stomach too. You can take betaine HCl with every meal and that'll help build that stomach acid back.
So she's not just a sex expert. Right? She's a freaking human body expert of
You have
nutrition.
To be. It's all
nutrition.
Well, yeah, right. Body's got
it. It is all connected. Yeah.
The better shape the body's in, the better the sex is going to be, right? I mean,
totally.
The more strong
you are, the better sex positions you can do, the more stamina you have.
Yeah. Stamina.
Yeah. That's important. I want to go back to the yoni massage because this is something I want to learn to do from a woman. And I think you have links out there to kind of demonstrate what you're talking about. And
yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you have so many links and so much we can't even mention them all. You just got to go to your website to find all the links to everything. You're amazing how much stuff you're involved in.
Do you know how many, URLs you own? A lot.
No, but they're all fucking sexy.
Yeah. Yeah. I know every name is awesome. So
they are.
I know.
Might
I'm prolific.
Sexiness into it all.
I mean, if you're a sex expert and you're not sexy.
True.
What the hell?
Yeah. Yeah.
How are you doing?
A little bit of hypocrisy in there. I'm not gonna trust that sex expert.
You want a sexy sex expert.
Yeah. If you look like you can't get laid no matter how hard you try, I'm probably not gonna believe what you say about getting laid.
Exactly. So true.
Yeah. It's like never trust a poor financial guy, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Or someone who's like, I'll teach you how to do this thing I've never done. You know, there's a lot of business coaches like that. You know, I'm just going to be a coach. You don't know shit.
Right.
How can you be a coach? I'm always shocked at the people I meet who are coaches. And I'm like, how's that working for you? I'm starving to death. Get a fucking job. You know, like I feel so bad for some people. They struggle and struggle. It's my passion. And I'm like, my passion's been my passion. My passion is passion, but I make good money from it. But I also give away so much
that
it doesn't matter to me whether you ever buy any of my stuff. You can just have my free shit for decades. It's all good to me. I do just fine. And then I think that's been the good combination, is you just give away as much as more than you offer for sale. But the yoni massage, I'll tell you, I think it is, it's a keystone in the portal to pleasure.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
And the reason that it is was what we were talking about earlier, which is, even me, I need my partners to get my engine running. Yeah. I just need that. I'm not ready to go like my husband is. Like, literally, I could be like, hey, do you want to fuck me right now? And he'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Let me cancel this meeting real quick that I'm in the middle of and be right there.
Yeah. But I never say that. Right. Sure. I mean, I don't say that. So if I'm not saying that, no person who's not thinking about sex all day is going to say that.
Well, I think a great thing that you're mentioning that is, because you would think a sex expert would be like, yes, you're the one that's going up to him all the time and saying, we want to fuck now, let's go. But to hear, you know, that a sex expert is, I still need to be rev my engine up before he can go, I think is huge for the people out there.
For everybody being like, because women are like, so many women think it's them. So many women think they have libido issues.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you don't have any fucking libido issues. You just need somebody to rub your pussy.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. If your man was turning you on, you would want to fuck. That's
right. Right.
We're in it together. Yeah. We're married, right? Yeah. Like, we're in a relationship together, and you're the horny testosterone dude, and I'm the skittery pony lady, the yoni pony girl, right? You know? And so, help a girl out. Let's get her going. Right. You know, that's why I call us Team Sweetie. It's Tim and I kind of like together getting yoni going so she works her miracles. Because when she gets going, it's unbelievable.
Right. Yes.
So she's and the like pony that's said. Running around the ring doing all the tricks. That's my yoni pony. It isn't her first rodeo.
I
got to stop.
No. What I took from your when you were talking about your massage experience, he put on pants because it bothered your stomach, I believe, his leg hair.
He puts his leg over me,
but that goes back to the honesty part. This bothers me, or it irritates my stomach, or, you know, I'm honest about it, and he says, not getting mad about it, I'll put on pants, and then eventually they're going to come off. But I think that's huge, to be able to just say, this little thing that you're doing is interrupting the experience. Yeah. So do something about it and be acceptable to that.
Yeah. It takes me out of my turn on.
Yeah.
Totally.
So why wouldn't I want to?
Yeah.
Well, right. Of course.
To do something.
Yeah. Well, you dudes are scratchy.
We are. And you girls are so smooth and beautiful. Oh, it's amazing.
So incredibly soft. We feel so good and squishy, but you guys feel so nice and hard and muscly, you know, and so that's nice too. Yeah, it's funny because I'm muscly, but I like a layer of soft girly fat on top of it. I think that's kind of like I feel like at 62 my body's the best it's ever been, because it's the combination of
nice
strength and softness. And I love that about myself right now. And it's funny, I don't feel at all bad about saying those things out loud. I really feel like it's modeling good behavior that our society is like, oh, you shouldn't say you look pretty. And it's like, why the fuck not? Like, why wouldn't I want you to know I feel great about myself?
Yeah.
It just sets you at ease.
Yeah.
True.
And it's the same society that tells us we can't love somebody else until we love ourselves. So it's like, well, those kind of don't make sense. Why? I can love myself, but I can't tell anybody? Like, that doesn't really make sense. So
you guys should have like a little bell you ring when you say really good shit. Cause that would, I'd rung a bell for that one.
We'd rang
said
it twice.
A lot of good things.
We'd have rang it twice in 130 plus episodes. That's number two right there. He got one like in episode 64.
Never mind. goals.
But after tonight, we're going to be every episode.
Exactly.
From what we're learning.
I'm going to put a bell in my bedroom every time I get it right.
Definitely.
Now, I believe I cut you off about talking about the
massages. Yoni massages.
Yeah, I apologize. Okay. I'll shut up.
No worries. No, please don't shut up. I'm enjoying the hell out of all of this.
Good.
But
I'm interested too, because I that's a word I don't know a whole lot about and getting into it.
Yeah. So the yoni massage is the thing that you do for your woman that helps her get her yoner.
Yes.
Love it. I get it.
Love it.
And you start from the outside, and I call it my bullseye touch technique, which is basically you guys, when you are presented with a bullseye, you're like, I'm going to shoot straight for the middle. Boom.
Right.
And so the first thing you do is you touch her clit too hard without any lube. Maybe you gave her some spit. I don't even want that on my pussy, frankly. And then you stick your dick in her and it, or your finger. It's you want us to touch your dick right away. You we guys do. Are like, touch my dick, touch my dick, touch my dick, touch my dick, touch my
I'm
dick.
Not gonna lie, yes.
Immediately. Right. You do. And so it's that golden rule, platinum rule. Don't treat her the way you want to be treated. Treat her the way she doesn't even know she needs to be treated. Mm-hmm. And so the bullseye is you start at the outer rings and work your way into the creamy center. So you start on the belly and the hips, you hold her. You yeah. stroke her breasts, you kiss her, you tell her what things you love about her. You have to tell her in equal number things you think are sexy and things that you think are smart, capable, beautiful, like all the shit you could say in front of your family. You say those sprinkled in with the, I love the way your pussy tastes, your ass fucking hot. I think you're so sexy when I fuck you from behind. Your hair is gorgeous. I'm going to grab it under the nape of your neck when I fuck you tonight. Whatever. I hope that wasn't too much for your show.
I knew this was going to be the first episode I got a hard on during. God damn it.
Yay! My work is done! Yeah,
no, it's not. No, I'm not done.
No, I'm not allowed to leave.
That was phenomenal. I'm gonna play that back over and over again.
Well, one of the things that I have, another free gift I give away is called my Dirty Talk book, How to Talk Dirty Without Feeling Weird.
Yeah. Oh, dirty, I love it.
DirtyTalkBook.com.
That's cool.
And I tell you 6 ways to talk dirty without her being like, what the fuck? You know, sure. Like, you don't want that. And
well, I think our problem with dirty talk is we laugh. Anytime we try and get...
there's nothing wrong with that. That's fun too.
It is. But you know what? Like, it never gets... seriously, like, stays on the dirty point because it always goes to comedy, you know, which is fine. I mean, I love laughing during sex. I think it's very underrated to have a partner you can laugh with while you're fucking. So
totally.
Yeah.
But in the Dirty Talk book, I give you verbatims. I tell you exactly what to say, because that's what dudes want. They're like, tell me exactly what to say and I'll make it my own. And I'm like, here, make it your own. Here's exactly what she wants to hear. So just work off, you know, like memorize 5 of them and then change them for your situation. So she needs to hear it. She needs to have the outside extremities, rub the pain cream on, you know, like whatever she needs. And then slowly work your way down and then get in a really good position. And I show these positions in, if you go to betterlover.com, that's where you can get on my sex tip newsletter. And that's where I have the yoni videos and the lingam videos. So you can just type in massage in the search box at the top and all the videos come up that I walk you through all the details of exactly what to do. Awesome. But basically you just start think what your goal is to give her a yoner, give her a clit erection, give her a boner, give her a plumpy pussy. You want a pillowy pussy.
Yeah.
And the way you do that is you're like getting the blood flow to it, getting the blood flow to it, getting the blood flow to it. So what you're really doing is you're kneading, massaging, stroking, touching, tickling, all the stuff, all the parts, the mons, the labia, all the parts, not just the clit and the opening to the vagina. And sometimes at first it'll be numb because she's never had it touched there. Sometimes it'll feel uncomfortable to her because something has given her a negative connotation with that sensation or location. And sometimes it'll embarrass her because she'll feel like she got some programming that says, you shouldn't touch me there.
Yeah.
And these are just doors you pass through on the portal on the way to the portal of pleasure. And when you both realize that, you're like, oh yeah, that feels really numb there. I have this little spot on the top. Like if you go up my labia, my outer labia to the top, across the Mons Venus, that pad of pubic hair on the top. I shave my yoni because I like it smooth, but right at the top on the left side, I have this little place. I call it like, I get a stitch in it. When I start to get aroused, there's this little spot right there that kind of starts to hurt. And I tell Tim when it's happening, and he goes there and he kneads it and massages it and smooths that tissue. It could be a damaged lymph gland. It could be a genetic anomaly. It could have been a trauma from falling on my bike bar. Who knows?
Sure. Okay. But
every time I'm engorging, like, do you know how if either of you have on your penis any kind of damage or curvature, you'll notice that when you're getting an erection, it cannot fill perfectly straight. Like it'll fill and then have a little jiggity jag until you're totally erect. And then that'll kind of fill out. Do you either have that experience?
Yeah.
I'm very curved and
Is it true or curved in the direction of what handed we are from so much masturbation when we were kids? Okay.
No, it's the way the, fibers laid down in the tunica albuginea when your penis was forming.
Okay. So curve has nothing to do with anything. That's just, you were going to be curved, straight, or whatever.
Or from damage, usually sexual damage. Girl broke your dick somewhere along the line, and then you get Peyronie's, and Gainswave reverses that, which is really nice too. Gainswave, a penis pump and a traction device.
Oh, Jesus.
So there's a traction device as well that you can use to kind of like get that collagen reforming so it goes straight again. Because some guys get really, really curved and they can't even penetrate anymore.
Oh, sure.
So you want to, so I have that.
I always like
spot.
To think my curve was a bonus.
curves are perfectly fine. And one of the nice things about curves is when you like, remember when I was talking about inside the vagina and how you want to like be a spelunker, a cave spelunker, and you want to like activate every single thing inside the vagina?
Yes.
And you don't want to just activate the internal lining, the vaginal mucosal lining of the vagina. What you really want to do is you want to press on that tissue because you're trying to get the meat inside her pelvic bowl activated. It's like jiu-jitsu or Hapkido, where they break the board kick the brick. You don't hit the board to break it. You chop through the board to break it. It's the same with the vagina. You don't want to stroke the lining. That's too much friction for, especially us older ladies.
Yeah.
You want to get the tissue under, just like when you massage, you're not rubbing my skin. That doesn't do anything for me.
Right.
You want to massage the tissue under the skin. That's what feels good. That's what you want to do in the vag with your dick.
Yeah.
And you can do that first with your fingers. So you start on the outside, bullseye touch. You start on the outer yoni. You get all that going. And so if there's little stitches or little things that hurt or whatever, just keep rubbing it lighter or heavier or more pressure. I want it kneading. Or can you just rub from the top down and then lift your hand up and do the top down again and hand up and top down again and do the hand up? I don't like when you go against my fur or whatever.
Sure.
When you can get her to tell you every time, and it's going to be different every time.
Yeah.
It does seem like that way. Yeah.
That's how we are. We're on a 28-day cycle even after menopause.
It seems like the lady I'm seeing is kind of like, well, this worked last time. Do that again. And it's like, well, that's not. And I'm, no, you got to change it up.
Always adjust.
And I'm like, adjust.
Yeah. Tell me what you want today. Tell me what does Yoni want? Let's just give her what she wants.
Yeah.
So we 100%. Can get on with all the fun orgasms we're going to have together.
And remember that men think that is sexy. Like I think women sometimes struggle with it. Feeling like they're being weird by saying it.
Yes.
Men love the direction, and men love it when you tell them what to do.
Yeah. So what do you need? What do you need?
Yeah.
I know you guys want to be respected for doing an excellent job.
Yeah.
We do.
And if there are a lot of guys out there that women have run into who are like, don't tell me what to do. I knew what I'm doing. You know, they have some like egoic challenge around taking in information.
Yeah.
You know, because it's hard for you guys. I mean, you really are in a pecking order. If you're not on top, you're going down.
Yeah.
And you don't like that. Who does?
Right.
Where women don't have that, we're much more community minded. We're like kumbaya. And so I can understand why for a lot of guys, they have a hard time taking feedback because they feel like they are failing if they have to take feedback. And I really try to teach women how to help their men overcome that, because I tell them it's not his fault. It's the society he was raised in. So much of what is are the difficulties of our dynamics are just the cultural misinformation and yeah. oppression and shame that's been promulgated in our cultures.
Yeah. Well, and how much of an effect do you think porn has had on it? Because porn, you know, porn doesn't teach men to be gentle and soft and
not these days.
Yeah. Well, right. And it keeps getting worse and worse. Everything is more and more aggressive. And now you have a generation of kids coming up on that porn. And we all know, like, the first porn we see is kind of what sticks with us, right? That's what we kind of gravitate imprint. Toward.
Yeah.
So it's got to be scary to think about the next. And I've heard, like, because of technology and because of porn, sex is in a recession. There's not as many people having sex. So it's kind of scary.
Yeah. And young kids, I went to an event recently and there were a lot of 20 somethings there. It was like a tech bro event. And there were a lot of 20 somethings there, men and women, people across the gender spectrum, really. And cause I live in San Francisco area.
Okay.
And, it was so interesting to me that the people that I talked to, all the young people that I talked to, we were just chittery chattering about various things. I was just, you know, wandering around the room, talking to people, and they were talking to me. And every single one of them at the end of the day, the conversation was, I feel so disconnected from my from anything social. I don't even really know how to talk to people. I came to this event just to have some human connection. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm just buried in my technology. And just like you said there, I mean, The Economist just wrote an article. I think The Atlantic just wrote an article in the last, you know, probably the last month about how young kids aren't having good sex anymore. There's not romance and stuff, but I don't know. I think some of that might, yes, it's happening, but in the grand scheme of things, it's nice news. People are getting better. There's outlets for people like me to come on to shows like yours that help people feel better and learn more information. There's more sex experts out there. Yeah, we're still censored. We're still shut down on Instagram. It's difficult. Like I said, the podcasts are so great right now. It's not perfect, but I think in the grand scheme of things, it's all getting better, not worse.
Good.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Because I was kind of thinking the same thing as him, is, you know, everything is just rough right into its sex, and they make it, you know, a glance and then they're having sex. So they feel like they have to. And having two daughters, you know, I always had to, it's okay to date. It's okay to date and have a few dates and then it's not working. You know, you don't have to, you know, it's not working before you have sex. I stressed a lot.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I like that you preach is sex isn't just intercourse. You know,
yes.
My lady Thank and I you. Do like to spend Thanks a lot of time just, and I heard you talking about this, just watching TV and touching each other's bodies. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't necessarily lead to sex every time. It's just that wonderful feeling you get from your partner's hands being on your areas, you know, on your pleasure areas. So
yeah,
I like that you preach that it's not always intercourse, you know, it doesn't always have to be intercourse.
I love intercourse.
Yeah.
And I love orgasmic intercourse. My 44th book that I'm working on now is called 44th. Orgasmic Intercourse, Come Together Right Now.
Nice.
And so many people don't think that orgasms during intercourse are just a learned skill. They don't understand that. They think, oh, I can't do it. And then they give up and then they just submit to intercourse and that's no fun for anybody. And I'm trying to break that cycle and empower people. But I have this thing I call my dope flow sex date. Because sometimes you do just want to fuck right away. Like if you haven't seen each other for a while or whatever,
sure,
and you're just like, get your dick in my pussy right now. Let's go. Just get on me. Mm-hmm. And other times you're like, no, I think I want a yoni massage. Oh God, I just really want to put my legs over this club chair and you get down on your knees on the floor in front of me and just eat me out. And I'll tell you what I want after that. You know, like, this is nice.
It is, just say that.
Exactly. You get to that point where you can. What do you want right now?
What do you need tonight? Yes.
And because we women are on this 28-day cycle, we run with the moon, you know, we're moon cyclers. Okay. Even after menopause, just because we don't menstruate doesn't mean we don't ebb and flow. Where you guys are a lot more steady state, horny all the time if you're healthy.
Horny all the time. All the time.
Yeah, exactly. It's so nice and it's so comforting and relaxing when you have the kind of relationship and the kind of like sexual confidence and sexual self-expression and sexual acceptance to be like, here's what I feel like right now. Mm-hmm. This sounds really good right now. Okay, I'm done doing this. Let's try this. Oh, okay, I want to do this now. Like, oh yeah, let's make out and you play with my boobs and I'll stroke your cock. Oh, I just want you to lie down in the bed. I'm going to drop my titties in your mouth. And I just want you to suck them and squeeze them. And then I want you to tell me three things that you love about me while you're giving me a foot rub. And then I want to do blah, blah. You know, and it's just like, you just make up the shit you want right love now.
I love everything you just said.
Me too. And I think that for men especially, it's really nice when their woman just is like, whatever you want, I want to give you. So just tell me what you want. When you can get her to the place where she feels that comfortable just saying what she wants,
mm-hmm.
it is so fun for both of you because you both know mama's happy.
Yes. Yes.
And we all have that t-shirt. If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Right. Happy wife, happy life. All the same.
Exactly.
Same thing.
Yes. Yes. And we're all striving for it.
Yes. I love, there's nothing. And it goes back to what you said. I love just touching a woman's body. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if it's public and just holding, even touching their arm. I just love the, you know, just feeling their skin. One of my best things in public is just to, like, if she's wearing a dress, to hold her inner thigh, just like by her knee, up. Yeah, me travel
creep
up
a little.
I creep a little creep, but I just love to feel creep. That.
Creep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I just love it.
Well, like I said, there's a million things we could talk about.
I'll come back. Anytime.
Yeah, I was gonna say, but you have to because I know we have topics we didn't touch.
Not even close.
Yeah, we definitely both have to talk to you about squirting. So you're definitely coming back.
Oh, I'd love to talk about female ejaculation. Oh, also, yes. I think what I'd like to talk about with you guys is some seduction techniques. Seducing your woman with integrity.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. How to move her toward more pleasure.
Yes, I love it.
That'd be fun.
Don't be a stranger. Whenever you want to come back, we'll make it work. We'll set something up. This is fun. Okay.
And
I think this is great, especially, like I said, for our viewership,
for our audience, yes.
I think guys are, you know, who doesn't love a little bit of advice on how to be better? So
I love it. Well, and I get to drink at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and wear lingerie. So, well, I wear lingerie a lot. I just don't drink at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And my boob only popped out once.
Only once.
So did you guys see it?
I saw a little areola, a little bit.
I know. Make sure that doesn't go on YouTube.
Yeah, no, we'll get. I'll make sure you're good.
Okay, good.
Because we want this whole episode to go out.
Right.
It's incredible with the fact that you're coming back on.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about more. And I think we could do this forever.
That's
what I do. I'll be happy to be back. It was so nice to talk to you both. And you asked me great questions. And I really felt so comfortable and at home. And I really appreciate
it.
So I look forward to our next connection. And I'll talk to you. I'll DM you on IG and get your addresses. And I'll send you the Whopper pumps and the Flow nitric oxide supplements.
Awesome.
So two things. I forgot number one.
Oops.
God damn it, I forgot number one.
All right. Well,
my thought was maybe once we get the pumps, we could put in there somewhere about we dedicated to using them and see about the growth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Because I would get you firm tech rings too.
Yeah. Definitely a little product review.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Which, like I said, we'll talk about anything. So
absolutely.
I'm not embarrassed to say I use a pump. I could care less.
No, I mean,
it's health. Yeah. It's sexual health. If you want to keep a good, strong dick your whole life, you got to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Because it goes back to masculinity and man saying, I don't need a pump. I don't need to do anything. I don't give a shit.
Well, we're leaving them behind. We're leaving
in
those
all
guys
honesty,
behind.
A lot of those guys that are saying I don't need it, they don't realize how much firmness they've lost. They're pushing a wet noodle and they think everything's fine, and they're not. It's not fine. Yeah. You want to have a straining, raging, hard-on, veiny, bulging thing. That's what you want. That's what makes our mouth water.
Yeah. And well, it makes my mouth water just listen to you talk about it.
So you did promote a lot of your stuff and told them where to go during it, but where do you want them to find you? Where is anything you want to promote before we
betterlover.com is where you can get all my sex tips newsletter. This is the shit I talk about all the time. I send out emails about pretty much all the stuff we've been talking about. You can follow me on Instagram. That's where I post cute pictures of myself and my family. And my life. And then on Threads is where I post like more of my thoughts about the universe and the world and bullshit and interesting shit and travel. And it's kind of like my personal ideas about things. And then OnlyFans, I have two OnlyFans. One is free. And that's onlyfans.com/SusanBratton, my name. And that one is where I post, like I just posted, I just did a photo shoot in my garage with my red Maserati Gran Turismo Cabriolet in lingerie.
Yeah.
With my posters from my merch store. I've got like super cute cheesecake posters. And Tim put some of them up. And then we did a photo shoot. And I just posted that on OnlyFans. For free. I just gave that to my OnlyFans fans. And
I saw it earlier. Looks phenomenal.
Oh, you did?
I did. It looked
phenomenal.
Oh, good.
You liked it?
I loved it.
Wasn't it?
Oh,
yeah,
super,
I liked it too.
Super
yeah,
cute.
I thought it came out really fun.
Oh, you did? Yeah, did amazing job. It was so great to look at.
Oh, good. Yeah, I enjoy it. I enjoy doing that. And then on my OnlyFans, .com/steamysexeducation. That's my VIP perks club. So that's $14.99 a month. And what I do is I post nude photos there, and I post videos of me actually making love with my partners. And I explain things we're doing and give you ideas and techniques and stuff like that. And the guys that are on that, and it's pretty much just all dudes. There's no women in that, in the OnlyFans world. But they get to ask me any questions, and they often just say to me, you know, it's funny. I loved watching the sexiness of your videos, but it's very hard for me because I have to be captured when I don't know that it's run, like when the video's running, because I don't ever want to be performative because I get shy and embarrassed. So it's better off if I don't even know what's happening. So my partners will do videos, but I'm not even paying attention. And I actually am okay with that. That's what I need to do it because I get shy. Because I'm not a porn star. I'm a sexpert, but I like to like, who cares? It's just my body. It's no big deal. I just don't have any inhibition about that. I have inhibition about things being performative.
Yeah.
Because that's what porn is.
Right.
And so the guys tell me, I love what you write about what you're doing, maybe even more than what you're doing. And I love looking at what you're doing.
Yes.
And that's been a nice outlet for me too, because I can't post how to give a yoni massage on Instagram or anything like that. I can just like have no out. I can't post it on YouTube. I can't post it. So finally I have places where I can start to post those things. So these are some ways that you can interact with me. And thank you for asking. I hope I didn't take too long with that.
No, not at all.
No,
we're respectful of your time. We have all the time in the world. We just don't want to keep you too long. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. So all right. Well, my chicken curry is smelling delicious and my girlfriend is on her way over. So I better go traipse myself out of the studio and see what's going on.
Well, go enjoy. But
you're, you won't be in the lingerie when she, you guys go to dinner.
I'm assuming she will.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, no, she's coming over for a date and I'm feeding her.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
So the lingerie is staying on.
For a while.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Perfect.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, well, let's.
Somebody's getting a yoni massage tonight, and it might not be me.
I was going to say, I'm getting my second heart on of the episode. So.
Yay!
Well, I just got to say thank you for your outfit tonight because it helped. It wouldn't have made a difference, but it really enhanced what we had talked about and your freeness and your confidence.
Yes, right.
And you look.
Fredericks of Hollywood.
Okay.
Fredericks of Hollywood.
Nice.
And then these shoes are at pleaser.com. I don't get any money for this. I'm just telling you guys, Pleaser. Pleaser shoes. I find things, it's hard to find good lingerie that's just not just shit, Chinese shit that looks like shit. Right. So I always put whenever I do my lingerie shoots, I always post where I got the lingerie, where I got the shoes, so that guys can go buy it for their wives and girlfriends, you know.
Nice. I love it too.
And I'm with you. I would love to do a photo shoot of my lady in lingerie. And I don't know that they would be, that's a long time coming, but stuff like that, I would love.
I have a technique. It's called the twist pick technique.
Okay.
And it teaches you how to pose her. So you'll take a picture she'll actually like of herself.
Oh,
just go to, go to personallifemedia.com. Mm-hmm. That's my main website with thousands of my articles and things, and type in twist pick, like PIC, like a picture, twist pick technique.
Okay.
And you can download that book and it'll tell you how to pose her. I'm a Barbizon model. I went to Barbizon modeling school.
Oh my God. There's a whole other chapter we got to talk about.
Philadelphia, 1979.
Wow.
And so I learned how to pose. And so I took my girlfriend, Christy, who hated getting her picture done. And I shot a video and I showed her how to pose and took her pictures. And you can watch her going, oh, my God, I love that picture of me.
I love it. Perfect. I love it. It's a beautiful thing to be able to like a picture of yourself. So
Right.
It is.
Yeah, that's a gift you're giving.
But you said it, and we'll end with that, is that website. You've got so much there.
Yeah. I know.
So much free stuff there. So much information there. Everybody just go check it out. And thank you. And there's so much to absorb from you.
Yeah. Any of the links she mentioned, they're down below. Go click on them. We'll put them in there so they can
get right to you.
Yes.
Yeah. And you guys can DM me anytime. Awesome. Dean.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Thank you so much. You. I really enjoyed myself. Yeah, thank you.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, we had a blast. Yeah. We will definitely do this again.
We had such a blast. We want you back. It. Absolutely.
I want to come back. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. The tavern is closed for now, but we'd love to have you back for more fun next time. Seriously, though, get your asses out of here.
Welcome to the Candle Power Hour. Come with us backstage, behind the scenes of show business spanning over four decades and bringing you the experiences that can only be told by the people who were there.
Our guests are from the A-list, the F-list, and everyone in between. Get set for some of the most insane, hilarious, and inspiring stories you will ever hear.
I'm Mercury.
And I'm Diego.
Your host for the Candle Power Hour.
Hi, I'm Mark.
And I'm Peter.
We're the founders of Electrocast Media, bringing you great podcasts like Nightmare Road Stories, Tech Talk Revolution, and Bodacious Minds.
Electrocast networks include Ruby for female empowerment, The Best Business Network, and GPN for geopolitics. We built this company to create community and amplify diverse voices, and we really appreciate your support.
So, keep listening to Electrocast Podcasts and hear the culture.
Electrocast. Electrocast.